See you in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever just use the expression good night?
Yes, possibly.
But would that again be fairly formal usage?
Yes. To me it would be.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the times of day. If on a farm people got to work before the sun comes into sight, you say they got to work before?
Sunrise.
And if they work until the sun goes out of sight, they work till after?
Sunset.
And if those people got out late in the field in the morning, later than usual, you'd say by the time we got there, the sun had already
risen.
Suppose the sun seems to rise late one morning, you say, gee, the sun's late today. Yesterday it
rose earlier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, today is Sunday, so Saturday was
yesterday.
And Monday will be
tomorrow.
Now, if somebody came to see you, not yesterday, but the Saturday before that, you said they came Saturday.
A week ago.
And if they're going to leave you, not tomorrow, but the next Monday, you said they'll leave.
A week from Monday.
Would you use the expression the same way Monday week of the future?
Maybe.
Now, if somebody came to see you and stayed from, say, on September the 1st to September the 15th, you'd say they stayed how long?
15 days.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if you would ever use or would expect to hear around here the term fortnight.
No.
For 2 weeks, you wouldn't use
no.
it. Now, if you want to know the time of day, you would say to somebody...
You mean I'm asking the time of day? You say, what time is it?
And they would probably look at their
watch and they'd say it was at 9:35.
Now, let's suppose it's exactly midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. You'd say it's
7:30.
Mm-hmm. Now, suppose it's about 15 minutes later than that. You'd say it's
a quarter of 8.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, "Now I'm getting tired of this. I've been doing it for
years."
Okay, farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but it doesn't look so good this year, so you say, well, they're not going to get such a good one.
I don't know what to use. I really don't follow. You mean the last year crop is...
Okay, you might say the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what
I may have asked that awkwardly.
No, I just wasn't following.
Okay, if a child has just had her third birthday, you'd say she's...
3 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly...
A year ago.
Yeah, talking about the weather, you look up at the sky, you might say, now, I don't like the looks of those black...
clouds.
I suppose you walk out and look around and no clouds at all and you say, I believe we're going to have a
sunny day.
But if it's not a nice day, the sun's not shiny and bright, you'd say it's
a cloudy day.
Now I suppose it's been fair. The clouds are building up, they're getting thicker. And you figure you may be going to have some kind of rain or something. You say the weather is
turning.
But if it's been cloudy, on the other hand, clouds are pulling away, the sun's starting to come out, you'd say the weather is...
fair.
And if it's just becoming that way, you might say it's fixing to...
I don't follow you on
that. Would you use the expression clear up or clear off or something like that?
It's clear. Yeah, it's going to clear off.
Mm-hmm. And if it's been, have an extremely heavy rain, but lasts just a little while. What would you call that?